Life is complicated and full of challenges and difficulties. And we're always looking for a method or a mechanism, a system, to be able to do two things, really two simple goals when it comes to the challenges of life. One, to resolve them in a positive way, that things should go well. The other one is to develop the peace of mind, the menuchas hanefesh, the ability to stay the course, survive the course, and even enjoy the course until actually things do materialize and work out. And those are commonly shared goals by everybody. Everyone, it's something we all have in common, to want to be able to resolve our problems, resolve the challenges, and to be able to maintain a certain equilibrium, a certain simchas achayim in the process. And of course, the buzzword, the one single word that relates to this topic, to this problem, to this issue more than anything else, is the parsha of bitochin. A person has the ability to put his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then everything falls into place. It affects the future in a positive way, and it enables the present to be bearable and even enjoyable in the process until we get there. And that really is something that we find all over. But there's an interesting posuk in Mishle, in Perek Yud, it's posuk Chof Ches, which, in depending how the way the Mefarshim learn, takes this on a few different levels. I'd just like to share with you these levels. Techeles tzadikim simcho, the hope. Techeles yichul is an anticipation, is a looking forward to something that's going to happen, is happiness. V'tikvas rishoyim toivei. But the hope of the rishoyim will either bring or is destructive, will bring destruction, we'll see. So Rashi says, Toicheles tzadikim simcho, soifo miskayemes usmeichim. Very simple. The end of the hope for a tzadik is that he's going to achieve his goal and he'll be happy. V'tikvas shoim tevet ki loy tovoy. And the rishoim, their hope is going to bring or be destructive because the results that they're waiting for is not going to happen. The tzadik who turns to Hashem will have happiness in the accomplishment of his goal, and the Rishoyim, the Rosha won't. The Mitzuda says it a little bit differently and adds another dimension to this emotion and says, Tikvas tzadikim hi lohem lesimcha. The tikva for the tzadikim, the hope itself, becomes for them a simcha, kibo, because the results happen, usmeichim hema al asher hoyu mekavim lo. When the results happen, the results do happen, because if a person puts his hope in Hashem, that brings results, and then he's going to be happy that I hope to Hashem. And it sounds like it means not just happy because I hope, therefore I got, but in retrospect, he will even be happy with the stage of hoping, because I hoped and it brought about something. So even the hoping becomes retroactively something that he enjoys, that he rejoices, that he appreciates. Then he continues, Avo tikva so rishoyim, tia avudo, the tikva of the rishoyim will be destroyed, v'loy tovoy, u'meitzer ala techeles. The results won't happen to the Rosha, who's the Rosha, I guess, is not turning so much to Hashem, and he's going to have tzar. He's not going to get his desired result, and he'll have tzar and have I waited, I hoped to Hashem, I put in all that emotional effort, and it was all to naught, nothing happened. So he's going to have tzar even on the process of awaiting for Hashem. The Rabbeinu Yoyna learns differently and adds another dimension to these two previous dimensions. And he says as follows, and this is what we have over here. A toicheles tzadikim simcho, hine kosuv beinyan ha'atavois le'oysher ulekovoy. He says, this is referring to a person's desire for wealth and for kovod. Those are two very basic human desires that most people have. They want money, they want wealth, and they want kovod. says Toicheles Mamushocho Machl. I think the pasuk says Machla Lev, and when they say Machla Slev. I'm not sure. The text seems to say Machla Lev. Toicheles Rishoyim. He says Toicheles Mamushocho Machla Lev. Says that an extended awaiting. I'm waiting. It doesn't happen. Brings a heart, a sickness to the heart. It makes a person sick. After a while, it destroys me. It frustrates me. It devastates me. It depresses me. Something happens. He says no. Ach tocheles atzadikim einenu machlas leiv. He says, but the awaiting, the hoping of the tzadikim, that doesn't bring this. This sickness of the heart that doesn't bring this frustration or depression. In this waiting, he will find simcha. He will find happiness and rejoicing in the state of waiting itself. Because the waiting is not for my strength. I'm awaiting bringing to fruition my strengths, my wisdom, my cunning, my capabilities, and I'm waiting for them to play out and to accomplish. But rather, it's loyal oitzem yodom, v'loyal binosom yishanu. They're not relying on their own wisdom. Gal rachme Hashem yisborach, because they are awaiting and relying the mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it seems that the happiness of this extended waiting for a tzaddik, who by the way is waiting for the same oisher v'kovoid that the rosha is waiting, because otherwise what's the comparison and the contrast? So he's waiting, he wants oisher, he wants kovoid, I assume for good reasons, I assume within certain reasonable limits, but that's what he's waiting for, and he's waiting. And instead of the normal machlas lev, this frustration and depression that it brings, because after a while I'm waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and it does nothing happens. To the contrary, for him it brings him sosim v'simcha. Why? Because I'm waiting for Rachmi Dishmaya. He's waiting. He's waiting a long time. He's continuing to waiting. If he wasn't waiting for Rachmi Dishmaya, by now he would have been frustrated and sick and depressed and machlas lev. He'd have a heart failure, heart sickness. But I'm waiting for Rachmi Dishmaya? He says, that's soso in the simcha. And he said, and he's not even worried about the fact that the waiting keeps on going and nothing is happening. He ain't on doegim le miu to oisha. Kakosuv toiv ma'at b'yiras Hashem. It sounds like there's a side condition here also. He is happy because he's waiting for Rachmi Dishmaya. There's a certain joy in life when a person is focused on Hashem's Rachamim. And it hasn't come yet. And it's mumusheches. It's taking time to come. It's taking a long time. It's taking too much time as far as he's concerned. He wishes it would be here. But mitzad sheni, since I'm awaiting the Rachmi Dishmaya, so he's full of sosen and simcha because of that connection to Hashem. But there is something that could undermine that, or could counter that, or could hurt that, damage that, if he was doeg, if he was doeg lemiyot to oisher. In other words, if he didn't have the materialism of life that he awaits, he's desiring, he wants oisher. But if he didn't have a certain perspective that it's nothing to worry about, it's overrated. It's important. I want it. I have a lot of things on my agenda that I want to do with this, and maybe most of them are good things. Maybe all of them are good things. But I don't worry about Miyoto Isha. I know there's a God in the world. I know that these things are not what life is all about. The purpose of creation is not Isha Vakovoid. And Memela, I can keep that at bay so it doesn't interfere with the simcha and sosoin that I'm getting from the process of waiting, relying on the Rachmi Dishmaya. So there's like an outside factor that could hurt him if he would be too worried about Oishav HaKovid. But if he's reasonably comfortable with, I want it, I desire it, I have a taiva, I'm misave for it, but I know that it's nothing to worry about. It's not on my worry list. It's only on my desire list. Then that won't interfere with the simcha v'sosan that he feels just in the process of waiting. And then he goes on, he says, "Ach simcha v'sosin yasigu min ha-toicheles al kolponim." Such a person will receive, will achieve simcha v'sosin just from simcha, he says, yasigu min ha-toicheles from waiting, al kolponim. Ki heim smeichim b'chol eis al asher hisigu laroich toicheltum leilukim velosum tikvosum lechaste. Because they're happy all the time. Because I have been able to set up a system in my life to emotionally adapt myself that I am waiting for Hashem, and my hope is for His chesed. I'm waiting for the Rachmei Dishmaya, and that is a source of tremendous simcha and sosin. And he goes on. V'chol ma shenimshecho u'misacheres toichaltom heim misangim alo avoida asher yavdu leselikim b'toicheles u'mabitochein. He says, and how much longer? As long as it delays. Imagine that. I want Oishav HaKovod. I have this type of Oishav HaKovod. And it's delaying and delaying and delaying. He says, V'chol ma shenimshecho. And no matter how much, as long as it's delaying, and it's umisacheres, toichaltom, the misan gimalo avoido, this avoido, that I'm oived Hashem, betoicheles umabitochen, that I am a person who waits for Hashem's rachamim, who waits for Hashem's chesed, who trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings me not just sosoi, the simcho, v'tanug. Tanug is pleasure. That's an oineg. There's a posuk. The posuk is betach b'Hashem mechol. No, hisanegal Hashem, v'hu hisanegal Hashem, v'hu yiten l'chol mishalois libecho. If you have your tainug, your pleasure, my the greatest pleasure I have is that I'm connected to Hashem, is that I'm trusting Hashem, that I'm awaiting for Hashem's chesed. That's such a tainug. In the schus of that tainug, he'll give me everything. But here it says something very interesting. Normally, and as the previous Meforshim said, indicated, normally the bitochin is that I'm hoping to get something. I trust the chesed Hashem to such an extent, like David HaMelech said, "Vani b'chas l'cho b'tachti," that so much so do I trust your chesed that yoge libi b'shua secho. My heart is rejoicing now in the Yeshua even before it comes because of the fact that I have so much trust in your chesed. But the simcha there is the happiness and the confidence that it's going to happen. Here, that's not what the simcha is. Here, the Rabbeinu Yoina is mechadish, that's the pshat in the posuk in Mishlei, toicheles tzadikim simcha. The simcha is the toicheles, the waiting. The waiting. What do you mean? I'm waiting for something. I have a taiva for something. I want oishev v'kovoid. And I'm misavel oishev v'kovoid. And I'm getting, I should be getting, I would have been getting frustrated at another delay and another delay and another delay and another delay and another delay. And the Rabbi Elion says, "Kol ma shenimshecho umisacheres toichaltom hey misangim ala avoido." The longer it delays, the more pleasure that I'm deriving from this avoido that I, here I am, and it seems the avoido is, here I am a person who desires something. I do have a desire for Oishav HaKovod. I'm awaiting that desire to be fulfilled. But in the process, how am I awaiting? I'm turning to Hashem. I'm relying on the Rachmei Dishmaya, on the Chesed Hashem. And I am so full of sosin v'simcha v'tainuk. The more it delays, the more I have sosin v'simcha v'tainuk. The deeper the sosin v'simcha v'tainuk in the delay, because of that connection that I have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what that really means, I think, is of course it means that there is a means of achieving the goals that we have in life, and that of course is by turning and trusting to Hashem. And they learned pshat in the other psukim, it's all over, is that the Rosho who doesn't turn to Hashem, so he's going to be disappointed. That's going to be Toicheles Memushocho Machla Slave, is because he's not going to get what he wants. But the one who turns to Hashem as a means of getting, but he has something else that's so precious. He has a formula for happiness and pleasure in every stage, in every moment of life, in the process of awaiting the things that he so desires, despite the fact and because of the fact that he's still waiting. And the longer that he waits, the more he feels sosin v'simcha v'tainuk in that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, life is full of waiting. Some of us call that waiting disappointments. There are people that, you know, Nebuch, are waiting to have children. And every month that goes by, they see nothing's happening. It's like a zerbrochenkeit, a total disappointment. And they become sometimes shattered at, you know, when and what and how and why not. And it's overwhelming. Many people are struggling with parnosa, and they can't, and they have one disappointment and another disappointment, and I'm waiting another time, and waiting and waiting and waiting, and I just can't wait for it to happen. But what happens if they manage to reach the highest levels of bitochon? So then they're so happy that it's for sure going to happen that they can be happy now even though it didn't happen yet. But what if they're not? They didn't reach that level. They're in the begether of toicheles. They're waiting. They're in the together of tikva. They're hoping. They're in the together of tzipia. They're anticipating. Or they're mechakim. They're waiting, but they're not 100%. So they can't feel the simcha as if the delivery has taken place already. I can't feel yoge libi bishua secho as if it has happened already. But you know something else? There's a sosin, the simcha, and tainug that they could feel every moment of their existence. And that is because I am waiting for Hashem to deliver. And that waiting, the simcha of the waiting, takes over the disappointment to such an extent that kol ma shenimshach, the longer that I have to wait, the more I feel even greater pleasure and greater tainug and greater simcha and greater sosim. I think that this is a psychologically sound method of coping with so many of the delays and disappointments of life. And I think this may explain something else, which has always been a question, maybe answers to it, but I think that this may be a very realistic answer. Chazal say, Lomo nesakro imohis. Why is it that the imohis all were akores? Sora, Rivka, Rochel, even Leah, it's only because Vayara Hashem kisnu aleo, Vayiftach es rachma. They were all supposed to be very delayed in their childbearing years. Chazal say, Shehakodesh Baruch Hu misave litfiloson shel tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu craves the tefillahs of tzaddikim. Now we know he doesn't crave the tefillahs of tzaddikim for his sake, because he doesn't need anything from anyone, even from the tzaddikim. There's nothing that anyone can do to give him anything to. He has no lack, he has no chisoron, he has no needs. So it's obviously all for us. And it seems it's tzaddikim, I would dare say, because since it's a benefit for them, the benefit will come to the tzaddikim. The Rishoyim may not get that benefit in the delay because they don't get the message and they're not focused properly and so forth. But I would have suggested that maybe if the plan should have been a little bit different. That Sora Imenu, for example, instead of waiting till 90, maybe she should have waited till 60 and have a child at 60 and say hallel the rest of the time. To thank Hashem after 60 years or 50 years or 40 years of not having a child, I would imagine that hallel could have been very, very intense for the rest of her life. Yet it seems, Bechlal, we know that hallel is still not the same as need. But here, this might be another teretz to that too, because the pshat is like this, that there's a certain drawing closer to Hashem that we have in the process of waiting, which might even be more powerful than the feeling that we have when the waiting has been satisfied and delivered. Because if kol ma shenimshecho u'misacheres toichaltom hey misan gimalo avoido, then this provides a tremendous ability to have great tainug in our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'sanegal Hashem, just by the fact that we have to wait. And the more we wait, the more that we can connect with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So the truth of the matter is, we all hope that we're not going to have to wait too much, because practically speaking, you know, we have a lot on our mind and we may not be holding by these levels. But what we should do is that when we have to wait, and when we would otherwise have been disappointed, to flip it around and look at the waiting of life and the the lengthened time of anticipation until something actually happens as an opportunity to reach levels of sosa and simcha and tainuv that we never could have reached before. And it also does seem that when a person reaches those levels in appreciation of Hashem, as the Posuk says, V'hisaneg al Hashem, V'yite l'cho mishalois libecho, and the Briska Rav there learns very poshut, that if a person reaches this level of tainug al Hashem, that he's connected and so happy and so pleasure in that connection to Hashem, and Hashem will give him kol mishalois libecho.